Station, station on 2 for PCS relocate.
Good morning, Zena. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning. Just wondering if I can do this activity a little bit early.
Zena, or go for that.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Zena. Just if you would like, we are set up and ready to go for LSG if you would like to start a little early. If not, we're good for per timeline.
Okay, I'm still copy that. I'll be there probably a couple minutes early. Be there soon. Thanks.
And we copy. Thanks.
In International Space Station, Space to Ground 2 for ISO and Dragon Stowage.
Good morning, Spanky. Go ahead.
Yeah, before I get too deep in Dragon work, I was just wondering if there's any deltas or anything we need to start today's activities off with. I did send a few small questions to you. They're not super important, but they were worth asking in a current note.
And thank you for asking, Spanky. Yeah, no delta so far, but we will dig into your crew notes and make sure we understand them and reply as needed.
Roger that. Appreciate it. And we're off to the races.
Station Houston Space Ground 2 for Mike, at your convenience.
Houston Station on 2, go ahead. I'm all ears.
Hey, Mike, responding to your crew notes from earlier regarding the wet wipes bag, if you've gotten through step 100.02, then that was the last time we added an item to that bag. If not, you can do that, and then the final step for the wet wipes bag is going to be in step 127.
Okay, we copy very much. I'm only on step 98. So that does answer my question, and it sounds like step 127 has us take it there. So in that case, I guess we can mark off those steps that I asked about as complete. Again, just trying to check off our list if I copied everything correctly. So I think it was like a 65 and an 86, whatever those numbers are. I can mark those as complete because they'll be taken care of in future steps. Is that correct?
That is a correct understanding for the wet wipes. And then your question about the ASU, that's 86.04. Yes, we are done with that. And final fill location is going to be node 3, path 2, and that's called out in step 125.
Copy. Hey, that's super helpful. Compliments to the team that helps answer the question. So I can check off a few more boxes, and it looks like we'll be complete all the way through step 98. So thanks. And if you have any updates or questions, also I put some photos for downlink if you guys want to see some interior shots. And if you need to see more stuff from Dragon, just let us know.
Will do, Mike. Thank you. We'll take a look at those photos.
Houston Station on 2 for ISO and Dragon. I'm back.
Go ahead, Spanky.
Yeah, so with a quick preamble, each time any one of us has to sew something in PMM, it's at least a 10-minute hit. And sometimes it's more, rarely it's yet less, unless we're working with empty CTVs and putting them in a pantry. That's normal time. So with that in mind, item 9903, the network access storage, will not fit into the 1.0 CTB JSL 1095. I left a note on that. That CTB is full. But since I am in, again this morning, the with items from 9905, which is a 2.0 CTB JSL cables, is that a good place to put the network access storage? And the reason I'm asking now is that I'll put that bag back, and it'll take me 10 minutes to unstow it and put something back in it if that's the answer. So I'm asking ahead of time. That makes sense?
Yes, thank you. That makes perfect sense. And ISO is checking to see if we can stow the item in 9903 in the other CTP.
Thank you, and I sure appreciate it. And really glad that the Orbit 1 came in this morning.
We are too. Station, Houston Space Ground 2 for Mike, when available.
Go ahead on 2.
Hey, Mike, we got an answer about item 9903 about the network attached storage. Yeah, we are good if with you stowing that in figure number 5111 per item 99.05.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Also, I have more in a crew note, crew comment, I'm sorry, on StowTrack. I'll have some more comments on that whole area where 2.05111 is basically 5111 is like 40% full now with the network attached storage. Then it'll, but all of those bags are really not on the rack front. They're in the rack, and on the rack front is the empty CTP pantry. But I'll take some pictures and let you know. It's just more for situational awareness. Thank you.
And thank you for the report and the heads up on all that.
And a big thanks to ISO for not making me go back, later and get into 5111. That just takes time. No problem. We're happy to do it, but we're trying to be efficient just as you are. So thank you.
You're welcome, and we appreciate your work. Station Houston, Space Ground 2 for Kimia, if available. Station Houston, Space Ground 2 for Kimia, if available.
It's on 2.
Hey, Kimia, wanted to let you know we have a delta to your EDIVE inspection activity that's currently scheduled at 1525. Whenever you do get to that, just give us a call and we'll give you the delta.
Okay, understand. So, yeah, I just completed it, but please let me know the delta. Sorry.
Actually, Kimia, if you've already completed it, we are good as is.
Okay, sorry about that. I should have called you in advance.
No, not at all. It was a flexible activity. We're good.
Thank you.
Swell Station on 2 for PTLS, checking for the field of view in the lab.
And Johnny, we're with you on 2, and so far it's looking great. You're go to proceed.
Roger that. Thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for Mike, when available. No hurry.
And, Houston on Space to Ground 2. Go ahead.
Hey, Mike, whenever you do get done with your current session of Dragon Cargo Ops, if you could give us a status of where you got. We're not getting updates on StowTrack down here, so just whenever you're done, give us a call.
Well, I hope all my notes eventually do make it to you. There's a lot of information there and a couple emojis. So, yeah, we'll definitely give you a call when we finish so we can synchronize for sure.
Sounds good, and yeah, at least we know we will get your inputs by the next shift, if not this one.
Okay, I fully understand, and just to keep you up with the songbook, I'm currently working items 100.
Copy 100.
So Station Space Ground 2 for a question on PTLS, step 7.4.
So with you on 2.
Yeah, I'm about to turn the base station on, and it looks like it's already turned on. So this must be maybe one of those hardware pieces where as soon as it recognized power, it turned itself on. Do you still want me to push the power button? I suspect it'll turn it off if I do that.
Checking. And Johnny, that's a great catch. We do not need you to press that button if it's already on.
Great, thanks. I'm going to proceed.
The Houston station on 2 for ISO and item 100.03.
Great, thank you.
Yes, you asked me to report, or I guess I should say y'all asked me to report the fullness of the 1.0 CTP. I had got one better. That whole node 1, deck 4 underscore delta 1 is completely full. We had the same problem last week, and I suggested that we use node 1, deck 4 underscore kilo one instead, and that's where we put stuff. So my suggestion is, at least for now, the Z power cables in 100.03 go to node 1 deck 4 underscore K1, and I'll give you plenty of time to think about it, but that's a suggestion.
All right, thank you, Mike. We are double checking. We'll get back to you if we have an issue.
Absolutely. Kilo one has just enough room for these, and then kilo one would be full also.
Copy.
Space Station on Space Ground 2 for Space Fiber 3.
We're with you on 2, Kimia.
Please let me know whenever you guys are ready to start this activity.
And I'm checking right now.
And when you are ready, please check the camera views and also let me know when I need to make a movie.
My copy. Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Kimia. We are ready. We have video, so you are go to press in Space Fibers.
Okay, thank you. So I'm a place, and you said camera view in Columbus is okay, right?
And Kimia, I'm checking on the Columbus, but the lab is good.
Okay, understand. Thank you.
And Kimia, this is Huntsville, and the Columbus lab view is also great. And copy OK sign.
Station Houston, Space Ground 2 for Mike when convenient.
And Rob, on Space to Ground 2, your call is important to us. Please hold on. I'll get back to you in a moment.
Thanks, Mike. No hurry.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Kimia. Could you zoom that view out a little bit more, please? We want to see all four feed-throughs in all four corners.
Is up. Please stand by.
Station on 2 for Mike. Go ahead.
Hey, Mike, we just wanted to close loop with you. We double-checked. The Zeba power cables are good in Node 1, Deck 4, Kilo 1.
Thank you. That's a great place for them, and Kilo 1 is now full. So we're slowly but happily and per plan running out of some storage space. So wanted to tag up if you're ready for cargo ops handover.
We are ready.
Okay. I've completed everything, and I believe it's everything up to the finish of item 100. The next thing would be to start with item 101.01. And one small comment, that's hoping that you will make a note of item 100.03. We just talked about it. Standby. Yes, that one, 100.03, went into Node 1, Deck 4, Kilo 1.
And copy all, Mike. Yeah, we're tracking the delta for Kilo 1.
Okay, well then, everything on StowTrack up to 100.08 is complete, and next we will start with 101.01. And I think that's a good place to stop. Do y'all have any questions?
No, that was a great summary, and we have no additional questions.
Hey, thanks. That was a lot of fun, and looking forward to some more Dragon cargo ops.
Great job, Mike.
Houston Station on 2, still track question, step 105.03.
And go ahead for Star Trek.
Rob, I was able to get Papa 158, Food Bomb, into the final location, but Sierra 822 will not fit. The CTB final location 5551 is full. Wondering if you all can work on an alternate location. No rush. I'll keep proceeding with the follow-on steps.
Copy. We will find an alternate location.
Houston Station on 2 for robotics training.
Good, Mike.
So it looks like robot is set up for us. I'm going to follow the execute node and do steps 1 and 2. Make sure everything's good, and I was just checking to see if the instructor was there and watching and making sure you all are ready, too.
Checking. Mike Houston, thanks for your patience, and the monitor is ready for you to start a step 2.
Copy. We'll start in step 2. We'll do as many as we can with the time allotted. Thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for Johnny StowTrack.
And Station Johnny on 2, follow up on StowNote or StowTrack.
Hey, Johnny. So regarding your question about the food bob and item 105.03, good news spell location is Node 1, Overhead 2, 2.0 CTB, 5186, labeled SpaceX 33 food. F as in Foxtrot.
Okay, copy, all and go. And 2.0 CTB 5186, and I just saw it. Thanks.
Sensation 2 for robotics training.
Good, thank you.
I just wanted to say it all worked out great. Was able to get some really nice runs in, and I am completed for now.
Copy all. Glad you had some good runs.
And it looks like Kimiya-san will be up next, and that'll be in a couple hours.
Concur.
And thanks and compliments to our robotics training team and today's monitor. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Thank you. We'll pass it on.
Houston Station on 2. Question, stow track, step 113.01.
Johnny, good afternoon. We're ready for your question on 113.01.
Buddy, what's up, buddy? So happy to hear from you. My question is, I'm having a hard time finding CTB 5565 in Node 2 Dev 2. I did some cursory investigation, and this CTB hasn't been messed with at all for this entire stow track activity. So there must be some history. Wondering if Isaac can give me the last time it's been touched by someone, or maybe some alternate locations, but I could not find this CTB.
Donnie, ISO is on it with a quick answer. It looks like we might have an error in stow track. You can check Dragon 33 middle forward 25 for that bag.
Okay, middle forward 25, thanks. Next station on 2 for EML lens mode selection.
And Munich is with you on 2, Johnny.
Sarah, good afternoon. Hope you're well. Just letting you know this activity is complete, and the final config for the camera is STB, standard.
And that sounds good to us on ground. Thank you for your support.
Welcome.
Full station on space ground 2 for the item location for radiation.
Kimia, we're with you on 2. Go ahead.
Okay, I just tried to find item number 1 for this activity. That is 1.0 CTB serial number 5565. I was not able to find that in Dragon. So do you have any like alternate location? Otherwise, I'm going to go back to Dragon and look for that CTB in another location, maybe.
Keep me back with you on 2. That's actually the same CTB Johnny was calling and looking for, so he may have that with him. He checked with him.
Okay, I missed that conversation. Thank you. Conversation on SpaceCon 2 for the item.
Go ahead, Kimia.
Thank you. I was able to find that CTB on Node 2 Deck 2, serial number 5565.
Okay, good news. Thank you.
Conversation on 2 for exercise conference.
Go ahead, Johnny.
Woody, could you kindly let the folks know if they can let me into the chat room or the video conference? And I did confirm I am the correct link for the PEC.
Johnny, we copy. VME is reaching out to the Acers. They should hopefully be online shortly. Stand by.
Roger. Thanks.
Civil station on Space Ground 2 for radiation hardware install.
With you on 2, Kimia, go ahead.
I have a quick question on storage nodes. I had two radiation hardened garden, SD cards, and one is installed, but I cannot find where it's, another one is going to go.
Okay, you've got two. We're checking on that.
Thank you.
Give me back with you on 2 for the SD card. Turns out that second one is just a spare in case the first one has a problem. It can stay in that Ziploc bag and go back in the CTB it came from.
Okay, so I'm going to just put it in the CTB. Thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for Xena, PWD.
With you on 2.
Xena, great to see you in space. Due to, because of, the upcoming Yedeve fills, the PWD will be unavailable starting at 55 past the hour. Just wanted to give you a heads up. I know you have your midday meal. Let us know if you need more time. We'll give you a final call before you check it out.
I can move out 3 minutes and then I'll be ready.
Speed station on space ground 2 for Mambo.
Houston's with you on 2.
Huntsville station on space ground 2 for Mambo.
I'm with you on 2, Kimia.
I'm on step 1.1 and waiting for your go.
You are go. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much for your support.
Houston station on 2, complete with PWD.
All right, Dina, we copy. For the rest of the crew, you got at least another 12 minutes. We'll give you a final call before we need to actually take it down.
Thanks for the heads up. And you may have seen the crew note from Johnny this morning. We do have a replaced filter LED on BWD.
Yeah, we copy Z. Thank you for that. It's still go for use. We're going to get you probably a task list filter reset activity shortly, and then we'll do the actual R&R in a couple weeks.
Copy. Thanks.
Tina, we copy. Thank you. PWD now unavailable. Expected downtime 1 hour 40 minutes. Copy the thumbs up. Johnny, we copy on two. We'll Houston will hang up two in the gym. Have a good time in the glove box, my friend.
Houston station on two.
Alec, Houston is with you on two. Go ahead.
Good day, Houston. I'm working on procedure 2.735. Fill UDWA with deodinated water from PWD, and I took UDWA serial number 1540, and I have completed step 1, and 2, and 3.1 procedure.
Alec, Houston copies serial number 1540. In step 3.2, your estimated offload time is 2.6 minutes, and for step 3.3, you are go.
Copy all, estimated time 26 minutes, and I'm going to step 3.3.
We copy. Patient Houston on two for Xena, OCT setup.
Okay, on two.
Hey, Xena, BME is having trouble pinging the OCT2 SSC. Can you confirm that you have logged out, but that the SSC is powered on with the lid open?
I have logged out and powered on, left powered on with the lid open, the SSC. I can try rebooting, maybe?
Let's, as a first step, let's check the Ethernet cable, if you could.
Work.
You know, we have good pings to that SSC now. Thanks for the troubleshooting.
That good call on the Ethernet. It needed a little wiggle jiggle. This one's super finicky, so I'm adding more Velcro.
Yeah, Houston Station, for a quick stowage question on stowage note for the single stage locker remove or single storage locker remove activity, both for me and Kinyasan. Let us know when you have a stowage note. We have a quick question.
Mike, we are here. ISO's here, and we're looking at the stowage note.
Right. Yeah, so for item 11 and 13, 15, and 17, when you say restow to current location, do you want the single stowage locker to be in node 2? Excuse me, node 1, deck 2, or do you want it back in Dragon? It's a little bit... ambiguous.
All right, Mike, copy the question. We are checking. Give us a moment.
Okay, no problem.
Station Huntsville on 2 for Mike and SSL.
Hello, Huntsville. We are ready to copy. Thank you for the help.
You are very welcome. We thought we would help Woody out as well. So just to let you know, you're going to keep those lockers on the pallet. You're just going to take the CTVs out of the lockers, and that's where you're stowing in the node 1 location. But you're going to keep those lockers on the pallet.
You mean on the pallet inside SpaceX?
Hey, firm.
Okay. I guess I must have misread. We will definitely reconfigure and rehab that, but basically all we needed to do was to take the stuff out of the lockers and not have to get all those tools and take the lockers out of the Dragon Men.
Yeah, your activity, your first activity needs to go to that final stowage location, and that was at Node 1 Deck 2, but Kimya's activities, those are the ones where you're just taking the stuff out of the lockers and leaving the lockers where they are.
Hey, and I am so sorry. I am. I just want to be crystal clear. The lockers were to come out of the Dragon and put into Node 1, and they stay there. The stuff in the lockers goes back in the Dragon for ballast. Is that correct?
Okay, so Mike, I'm sorry, and I had to read this 12 times as well. So the upper starboard and upper port.
Right. Let me break down the question a little bit more. We took four lockers out of the Dragon. The stuff that's in the, and they stay in node 1, yes or no?
That is yes.
All right. That helps us out. And then the stuff in the lockers, we can follow on with the stowage note. It was just a little bit confusing to us, and you've provided clarity. So thank you very much.
Okay, Mike, let me just clarify on my end, too, so I know that we are all on the same page. The lockers that you took out earlier, those are going to that node location. The ones in Kimya's activities, those lockers will stay on the pallets inside Dragon. You're only taking the contents out of those.
Fantastic. We are just following along and making sure that we're doing exactly what you ask us, and that helps. Four lockers came out, and they are in Node 1, Deck 2. This is where you ask them. We're going to take their contents out for the stowage note, and then we'll put them back according to the stowage note and most likely in Kimiya-san's lockers. So perfect. That helped us and saved us a lot of time. Thank you.
Thanks to both of you as well. Just call us back if it's still unclear.
Houston Station on 2.
Oleg, we're with you on 2.
Looks like water transfer is completed, and I'm ready to go to step 6, procedure 2.735.
Oleg, we concur, and you are go in step 6.
Houston Station on 2.
Houston's with you on 2.
Have completed step 7.1 and transfer host disconnected from PWD and system bypass valve back to hydration station.
We copy, and that is a good config.
Thank you, and have a nice day.
You as well. Thanks, Oleg.
Sure. Hey, but Foxtrot, 18 Foxtrot filling up. Foxtrot. Is that correct? Filling up Foxtrot? I see it's the only one fully empty.
And Johnny, I am here with you on Space to Ground 2, and we should have solid coverage with S-band through this KULOS.
Great, thank you. All right, so I'll just kind of talk. Are you still able to see me on KU? I guess you're not able to see me on KU, are you?
Well, it hasn't, we haven't lost it yet. We're not supposed to be able to see you, but we still can for now. So I will let you know on
okay.
Space to Ground 2 when I can't see you anymore, but for now, assume we've got both.
Okay, copy. Great, so Foxtrot well is filled up, I believe. I can.
And we just lost video.
Close it, and I'll just be very descriptive of what I'm doing. So Foxtrot well is filled up. I believe the next step is to close the biocell and then PCK it.
Good work.
That's a work. Biocell 18 is closed. BZK in work. BZK complete. Lock bar coming on. Now this is going into the habitat.
Affirmative. Annual stage number 19.
Work. Okay, lock bar coming off for 19. The pedestal, BZK coming in.
And you'll have to stage your sample syringes 19-Tango 2.
Okay, that's coming in. So BZK is complete. Can I go ahead and set up 19-Tango 2 first?
That sounds good. And once that's done, you can open the biocell.
Roger that. Biocell is open. Any wipes and drops came out?
Copy that, and thank you for
yeah,
wiping.
Complete.
And once that is done, you will deplete well alpha with your empty sample syringe at alpha.
Work. All right. I got 19 alpha 2 in my hand. Coming off. Cannula coming on. Okay, cannula's on. Under tool coming. And depleting alpha. Okay, alpha is depleted. Cannula going in chirps. And temp stowing alpha. Okay, Bravo coming in. Off. Cannula coming on. And depleting Bravo. Bravo is depleted. Cannula in sharps. Bravo 2. Temp stowed. Now on Charlie 2, 19 Charlie 2. Up off. Cannula on.
Station Houston on 2 for awareness. PWD services restored. PWD now available.
Hey, Kayla is in the Sharps. 19 Charlie 2 is being temp-stood.
Great. And then now you'll take your X-ray transfer syringe and you'll use the 19 alpha media syringe. And this is where the contents of X-ray need to go into Alpha Bravo Charlie. So you want to do a third into each media syringe.
Okay. There's not very much. It's like mostly air left, but I'll do my best.
Good luck, and we appreciate it.
Okay, I got a little bit of X-ray transferred over. Your 19 alpha. We'll give it a shake. Cannula on. It shook with the cannula on, primed, and then putting the contents of this into alpha.
All sounds good.
If that's complete, cannula's going in sharps, then throwing away the syringe, and repeat with Bravo. 19 Bravo, into transfer X-ray. Got some contents of X-ray transferred over. Cannula's coming on.
Take.
And prime. And filling up well, Bravo. Okay. Back to that. Thanks. I've got Bravo well filled up, but there's just a lot of bubbles in it. It's hard for me to get all the contents of the syringe in there, but Bravo's pretty much filled up. Much as I can do. Is that okay? I've got probably half a mil left in this syringe. It's a very heterogeneous bubble liquid mixture. What's happening is that because there's so much air in the transfer X-ray and I'm pushing it through the filter, it essentially creates a lot of, making a lot of foam almost. That's getting into syringe. It's very foamy. I think it's taking up a lot of volume.
At Houston Station on 2, real quick, I think I heard you call that the PWD and XPWD are a go, but we just wanted to double make sure.
Affirmative, Mike, that both are go for use.
Sweetie, great to hear your voice up here.
And likewise, back at you. Station Houston on 2 for Kimia. Hey, there's an object floating behind you in Node 1, right in the middle of Node 1.
Station Huntsville on 2 for Kimia and some assistance at your convenience.
Justice?
Yes, sir, that was good timing. We have a couple of things we need your assistance with if you have a minute. The first one is the LSG. Could you please check the right glove port? When Johnny left, we think it may be unseated, and that's going to delay our decon run. Could you check that with first?
Huntsville, for the LSG, what exactly I need to check?
Kimia, the right glove port, the plug, just needs to be tightened, please.
LSG on the lab, right? In the lab, right?
I apologize, Kimia. The LSG in the GEM, in the JPM?
Sorry about that.
Station Houston on 2 for Kimia and robot.
It's on 2.
Hey, Kimia, I just wanted to let you know that for your robot activity, step 1 is not required.
Okay, I understand. It's not required. And I'm going to start for, this activity from now. Thank you.
Sounds great.
Station on 2 for powering off OCT-2. Looking for a go.
Hey, Johnny, you are go for that OCT-2 power off. And call me when you're done. I got one more action for you in the GEM.
20, OCT-2 is off, and I'm ready to copy.
Okay, Johnny, we're not sure why, but about halfway through your MABLE activity this afternoon, we started seeing embedded audio coming down on GEM 1 camcorder. So we're looking to troubleshoot that. What we think you need to do is go to the GEM 1 camcorder, press the menu button on top, and you'll go audio setup, channel 1-2 input, input terminals.
And I, to solve the mystery, I went to internal audio, or I went to the attached mic just for the MABLE as I was recording, and was planning on putting it back to its default config. So thanks for the reminder, I'll do it right now.
Okay, outstanding. Thanks a bunch, Johnny.
Woody, that is fixed with the jam camera. Sorry about that. You guys probably spent some time scratching your heads. I'll be sure to let you guys know next time I do that.
Hey, Johnny, no worries at all. It's all good. Thanks for putting it back. Johnny, no response required. We did confirm that audio is no longer embedded. Thank you.
Station on 2, Stow Track question, step 113.06.
Hey, Johnny, we're with you on 2. ICE is listening.
Woody, I can't find this item. Wondering maybe you all can help me. I double-checked the CTB, triple-checked it, and then I went back to all the previous steps. So that would be 113.01-05. And I rechecked all of those CTBs just in case I had accidentally included the radiation-hardened item. And I checked all those CTBs, and they're not in there. So I'm scratching my head as to where this item might be. Is there any way maybe I still have a picture of what I'm looking for?
Hey, Johnny, sounds like a little comm issue there. So Kimia previously gathered this item for his radiation-hardened activity, we believe. Maybe check in with Kimia.
I'll talk with him.
Station Huntsville on 2 for Johnny or Kimia for a quick ELC reboot in the lab.
So Johnny on 2, how can I help you? And I'm writing copy.
Hey Johnny, we've got a lockup on the ELC1 Express Rack 1 a laptop at overhead 2. We just need a hard power cycle, please.
Hey, that didn't work. Station on 2 for following, just to close the loop on the Stow Track step. I did talk to Kimia and he let me know that he did use it for his earlier activity, so we are completely conflicted. Thanks.
Outstanding. Thanks for the follow-up, Johnny.
Pulsation on 2. Hard reboot successful. It looks like it's going through some Windows updates. Let me know if you need anything else.
Thanks, Johnny. We see it on the ground as well. That's all we need. Thank you.
Welcome, Rob.
This pulsation on Space Ground 2 for cargo ops.
Kimia, we're with you on 2. ICE is listening.
Okay. I'm on step 114.04, and I have 4 wash courses, and I can only fit one of them into this CTP serial number 50434. Do you have any alternative location for other 3? Or actually, I can put this one to the pantry if it's okay for you to put it in.
Hey, Kimia, we like your plan of putting the additional 3 washcloths in the pantry.
Okay, copy that. Thank you.
Station on 2, still track question, step 115.03.
Johnny, we're listening, 115.03.
Hey, Woody, the final location, CTB 4190, is approximately 105% full. And so I cannot put in this item in that location. Wondering if you can find another alternate location. No rush.
Copy, Johnny. We're looking for another location. We'll get back to you in a few minutes.
Woody, I know you guys are talking about it. Maybe one suggestion. There's already a bunch of items that are in the same category for this stuff, which is all ARED-associated things that are loose, that are just by themselves in the locker. They're not actually in a CTV. I could add that to this pile or just wait for you guys to figure out another CTV. No rush.
Copy, Johnny. Appreciate that input. Still talking. Johnny, back with you. We will take you up on your plan. Place that Ziploc bag loose in the locker lab overhead 5 kilo 1.
Great. That is done. Thank you.
Thank you.
Station Huntsville, space to ground 2 for Xena. No response required. Your go to Stow LSG work volume at your leisure.
Huntsville Station, copy, go to Stow.
Control, East Comp Tech 2, 3.